Rain Garden. It has a nice ring. You think of lovely, watery greenscapes that help save the planet by keeping dirty stormwater out of Puget Sound. Ballard resident Mark Early says that's how Seattle Public Utilities sold the Streetside Rain Garden project. Early, who's part of the group Sustainable Ballard, thought it sounded great, but he says...
What was actually installed, instead of looking like the photos that we had seen, they were just deep, muddy ditches.
Ditches that he said filled with rainwater and didn't drain at all. And on top of that...
They smelled, even in the winter. It was really quite surprising.
After a great hue and cry from the neighbors, the city did more research. It found that the clay soil in Ballard is particularly hard. Here's Seattle Public Utilities spokesman Mike Egan.
It was a surprise to our people that the ground there in Ballard did not drain as well as we expected it to. For whatever reasons, it just was like concrete.
Now, you might think that's something that would have been discovered before more than a dozen gardens were installed. At the time, though, the city had a tight deadline. You see, the $1.8 million project was one of those shovel-ready projects that qualified for federal stimulus dollars. Now the city is spending $500,000 to remove a third of those gardens. Some of the strips are being planted with grass. Other gardens are being revamped to avoid the muddy ditch problem. But some residents, including Early, remain skeptical of the redesign.
They've just made them into attractive landscaping that doesn't really hold hardly any water at all, but they're still going to be very expensive to put in.
What everyone agrees on is the need to better handle stormwater pollution in the city. Ballard is a focus because it accounts for a majority of the overflows into Puget Sound. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.